questions.
Some of the most important things to consider are that we decided not to go for the touchscreen, which you can see, and we opted for some very large buttons for the primary functions. This is going to be the on and off button, and we have these buttons to go through the channels, and then two volume buttons down here. We decided those were the most important buttons. And then for the more advanced functions, there's a slide out panel here. You can see that lots of things going on. But this actually can slide back in and provide a very nice aesthetic when it's all put away. As far as the whole visible light thing, we decided to go with multiple colors coming out of the side effect. Of course, if that's annoying for some people, that function can be turned off.
Now, it's important to, we talked quite a bit about, you know, the interchangeable faces, and what we've done here is come up with a bit of a natural look here. We call it fruity, if you will. Right. Of course, that's interchangeable, and I think it would be desirable for the regular product in the first packaging to be something a little bit more subdued, but this is kind of something that can be done. And as you can see on the television there, we have the voice detector device on the top there. So that will work quite well with regard to finding this contraption. What other things do we see here? Well, if you give it a touch, it does have actually a bit of a spongy feel. So I think that will work well with regards to our market. And Let's see. Well, clearly there's going to be some more colors and whatnot available. Do you have anything else to add to that?
Word about the materials is the entire thing is covered in a rubber coating, so it's very durable. It's not going to break like some types of plastic that's dropped. And of course, as you can see, when you touch it, it does have a nice squishy feel.
It's actually important to note that the television, if there's an earthquake or anything like that, there it actually is edible inside. It's encased in a new type of polymer, yeah, it's fine. A possible new product. But I think that sums up the main features of the remote. I don't know if you guys have any questions or whether we need to worry about any other marketing areas or anything of that nature. Did we come in under budget?
We did. Yeah, this cost, well, to put this into production, we're looking at about, what was our goal? It was 1250 euro. And this actually came in at about 1199. So I was quite pleased with that. One thing that we didn't do, obviously we had a choice with the buttons, whether to use scroll buttons or standard rubber buttons, but we just went for a classic rubber button. And since we did that, we didn't have to use as many microchips, which was quite nice. And that's what helped the cost down. So even though it has a lot of modern technology, for example, the voice recognition, in a lot of ways it's just a simple remote. I think if we shopped around for other manufacturers, we might be able to get it even cheaper.
Did we talk about the voice recognition option?
Oh no.
So on the back here, you'll notice this area here, which is actually the voice recognition console, and I think it's nicely designed into the overall look. But basically, the voice recognition incorporates the latest designs that our research team has been able to come up with. Basically, quite similar to the coffee maker design that we were talking about earlier, and I think that has given a proven ease of use and whatnot, and allows features like the remote actually talking back to the user. So. Well, we didn't quite have enough material. Oh, I see. Right.
As you can see, this is just a most superficial layer. And be very easy to put another layer, something else.
Right. Actually, this bottom red ring here just unclips, and then you put a new plate on top of that. So, I mean, there are we definitely priced out a spongy, even spongier, non-natural look materials, which I think worked out fine. We also continued on with the ideas of following Apple's color schemes with kind of the light orange and the green.
It's not quite a faceplate. It's more like a pseudo faceplate because it's simple enough that in the factory it could we could very easily put a different one on. It locks into place such that it's pretty permanent. At the same time, if we want to go the other way, it's just a matter of a couple of adjustments, and we could go the faceplate way, if you know what I mean.
It's still an option if we
Yeah.
have. Very cool. Nice job.
Right. Yeah, thanks guys. That's very good work. I like it. Better. What we need to discuss now is the finance of it.
the voice recognition area actually doubles as the solar cell area. I mean, I think that if we were talking about it being one of our main selling features being environmental and without the batteries and whatnot, although it does still have a battery, so I'm not sure that, you know, what the sell is on that.
Although we don't want to get rid of the whole environmental, I mean, obviously the solar cell is a big piece of the way we're marketing this as like a natural new thing. But honestly, if we cut that one piece out, we're actually coming in under budget. If I don't
know. I mean, you might be able to sway me on the idea that our main selling point could be already this voice recognition thing. I mean, that's what sets us apart, right? And the reality is, you know, for me, from an ideological standpoint, I'd like to stick with the solar cell, but I kind of have to throw myself in the business structure and model here, and you know, I think that we need to come to a compromise here and maybe move ahead with the project without the solar cell. Savings. Well, I think that was a good compromise you brought forward, Sarah.
Core? Is the design what we wanted to do? Are technologies up to where we'd hope they would be? And does it fulfill the aesthetic qualities that our original market research was looking for? Basic questions like, you know, does it turn on? Does it respond to voice recognition? And overall, in general, it looks like it's coming up to par. The only thing is with the pullout panel, that is going to take some adjusting because of the new sort of interface. That looked like it was coming up rough, but then once you get used to it, it does make a lot of sense. So I think overall we're headed in the right direction.
So. They like that spongy feel.
Yeah. It looks like it's going well.
And the paging function works well. That's good to hear.
Good.
We worked hard on that one.
Yeah. It's, I think eventually if we do branch out with this problem, maybe we do have higher budget options, and if it goes over with this model, we can look into wider range voice recognition, like from other rooms of the house and stuff. But for now, what we've got is working in the range we need it for. So it's all good.
I'm a bit disappointed about losing the solar panel.
Yeah.
We might have lost that granola market again that we're. I guess that's true.
Right. So, this one's a bit unclear to me, to be perfectly fair. I got this slide from the coach, and I'm not sure what it's connected to. So I guess we're going to discuss. So it's just kind of an open mic kind of thing.
It is now.
We didn't use the whiteboard at all.
No whiteboard.
We could now.
And
I think if you guys have been designing in here, perhaps that would change, but because of room constraints,
it doesn't work. Also, had I not been intrigued about the pen, I don't think I would have used it at all. I didn't write barely anything.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool pack though.
Yeah.
I am disappointed I didn't get another.
Did you write a personal coach?
Yeah. But I didn't get yourself. So let's see.
What if you get a response 2 or 3 months from now?
It would be nice if you have
just contact coach.
So I think there was a lot of room for creativity. We could do whatever basically we wanted until the budget came down on us. With the natural look. The teamwork was good as well.
We didn't waste a single bit of play that we used to
do. Nice. All four of them.
The multicolored wave pattern. My criticism was that we didn't have enough colors to work with. We only had four. Never able to get too far off track because the information came in at the right time and kind of filled in the gaps enough. At the same time, you had enough room to kind of just make things up.
Yeah. Just kind of fun. So you feel like the level of information dropped off severely over the course of the day?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I didn't actually get any information. I didn't get any.
Well, I think that was an issue I kept finding with regard to, well, no, but also, yeah, when I was reporting about what each of us was doing, I was often confused as to what you were doing. And then I also felt like, you know, a lot of our discussion would center around specifically what my task was, because that was kind of the interface question, which is what the whole project was about. But, and then in the end, I think our jobs kind of melded together a little bit more. Which is fine.
The most helpful thing was getting the PowerPoint slides already put together.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we didn't have that, there's no way we could have got all that done.
And I think your leadership was quite good.
It was.
She said, she actually made a comment on it while you're getting into this, and I really, it's true. I felt like I got way too into it.
That's kind of good for me.
That's kind of
fun.
So is that the first time you've taken on that kind of role? I had to admit, as soon as we started, I mean, as soon as we got the Play-Doh, you know, the whole concept of really trying to stick with reality went out the window. Possibly. Oh, yeah. Still have them. I mean, I think had the issue been more serious, we probably would have brainstormed more during our meetings as a team.
What was it that kept us from going to the board?
I don't know. I don't know if there was a
room. Mine was the mics. I didn't feel like getting up and going to do the mics.
Yeah, that's it, because the mics are loose. Each time you get up, it's a possibility of tripping or something.
Well, I don't know what I would have shown on the board.
True. But it didn't even occur to me as an option. I mean, I don't know that I would have, but I know that I consciously didn't.
I mean, it's just like the paper. I don't know what I really needed the paper for. Because I've got this laptop. So, and it, I just used it because it was literally right in front of me.
Usually I would do a lot more doodling too, but I didn't.
So is this all I need to get through? Is it? Any new ideas with regard to remote control concepts? Or is that our limited ability to think outside the box? I think it was the realize. I think it was also a realization of you basically just copy and paste what's given to you into your presentation, which wasn't so clear to me at the beginning. Oh, I added like 5 slides to, but I just got one. My slides were all like they have a title. Yeah, mine too. No. I did many slides every time. Yeah. Even you.
Kind of designed it to look a little bit like.
Actually, that looked a lot more like a tongue from previous to some other design modifications. I hope you appreciate the incorporation of some tinfoil from a random Kit Kat bar that happened to be consumed. So again, I reiterate my question of how different we are compared to the other groups, especially between culture groups and whatnot.
Rather than in terms of concept, I thought of it in terms of
they were really asking about us.
Yeah. Of course, we had a fight. Think about it. Yeah. And it's all recorded.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna put. I'm supposed to do this final report thing at the end, so I'll put all that into the final report as well, or as much as seems like. Maybe not like the articles and stuff, like the cuts and so forth, but I'll put most of it in the reports.
Would you serve if we made a copy of the recording?
I've done transcription before, and it's really ridiculous how many words people say, like, just in the middle of their sentences like that, that mean nothing.
There's a whole branch of psychology that looks into that, psycholinguistics.
What, the us and the...
Come on, give me some information. Well, to be fair, we're all hooked on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
we are addicts.
That's scary, eh?
It is scary.
I'll just throw on that A to remind people that I'm...
The first 15 years of our lives without the internet. It's only the last 10 that we'll have to use the internet. I mean, just in the past 5, we've gone from 28 modems to broadband all the time.
Dude, I think we've had internet for like 18 years.
No, we have, but not in the sense that it's so, you know.
But it's not regular. I mean, my grandparents had it in the 80s, and I got it in 94. But still.
It's crazy. So.
In the 80s?
My grandma does computer science back in the States, and so they had an EDU and GovNetwork. They're basically the fundamental structures, but it wasn't household yet.
Right.
Yeah,
it was to the, like, 7 universities or something.
Yeah. That was him.
You guys ready to celebrate?
Yeah, that's how I was.
Does that include, like, champagne or something exciting?
Sure.
I think
so. We can probably call that meeting to an end.
I think that's a closer.
Cool.
It's been 40 minutes from now. Just,
celebrate. There's another one. Huh? Yeah.